WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells around certain people? Like you have to suppress your own needs and desires just to keep the peace? You know that feeling when you agree to things you don't really want to do, or let someone take advantage of your time and energy because you're afraid to say no? Well, my friends, that's a sign it might be time to talk about boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries in relationships is not about being selfish or uncaring. It's about protecting your well-being and fostering authentic connections. It's like having invisible walls around yourself that define what you're comfortable with, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Think of it as self-love in action. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you set those boundaries like a boss. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set any boundaries, you need to know what you want and need. Spend some time reflecting. What makes you feel comfortable? What drains your energy? What values are most important to you? Figure out your deal breakers and non-negotiables. Once you have that clarity, it's easier to communicate your limits. 2. Start small. Don't go from zero to hero overnight. It can be intimidating to suddenly declare everything off limits. Start with small, manageable boundaries. Maybe it's saying no to a social event you don't feel up for, or asking a friend to call before dropping by unannounced. These little wins build confidence and momentum. 3. Communicate clearly. This one might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Be direct and assertive when communicating your boundaries. Don't beat around the bush or apologize excessively. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel frustrated when I'm interrupted. It would be great if we could each have a chance to speak fully." 4. Expect pushback. Not everyone will be thrilled about your new boundaries. Some people might test them, try to guilt you, or even get angry. Remember, their reaction is more about them than it is about you. Stay firm and reiterate your boundaries calmly and confidently. 5. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries isn't always easy. It takes courage, self-awareness, and sometimes a whole lot of patience. Be kind to yourself throughout the process, and celebrate your successes along the way. Remember, you deserve to have healthy, fulfilling relationships where your needs are respected. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's been friends with Lisa for years, but lately, Lisa has become increasingly demanding of her time and energy. She always calls last minute wanting to hang out, even when Sarah is swamped with work. She borrows money constantly without paying it back, and she often vents about her problems, leaving Sarah feeling emotionally drained. Sarah knows this isn't healthy, but she's afraid to upset Lisa or risk their friendship. So, she keeps agreeing to things she doesn't really want to do, putting her own needs aside. Sound familiar? This is where boundaries come in. Sarah needs to start communicating her limits clearly and respectfully. She could say something like, "Lisa, I value our friendship, but I'm feeling overwhelmed lately with my workload. While I'd love to catch up soon, maybe we could schedule a specific time that works for both of us?" Or, when it comes to lending money, she could say, "I'm not comfortable loaning out money right now." By setting these boundaries, Sarah can protect her own well-being while still maintaining a healthy friendship. She's showing Lisa that she respects herself and her time, which ultimately strengthens their bond. Remember, my friends, setting healthy boundaries is an act of self-love. It allows you to show up authentically in your relationships, protect your energy, and cultivate deeper connections with people who truly value you. So, go out there and set those boundaries like a boss. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Let's empower each other to create healthier, happier relationships. I can't wait to see you in the next episode for another dose of motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.